scaffolding and pay off from the base. Mike Shuffin. Six lines from the bottom. Tamara says, "What is this? Where do you see that Shuffin have are empowered by being the Kanech Becheres?" Kehoder of Chista, Rabbi Baravuna, have a Kaozli Ba'arba. They're traveling on a ship. Amalhu Hahi Matronisa. This non-Jewish woman said, "Oisun Ba'adaychu." She would like to join them on the ship. Seat us. She wants to seat us, meaning herself, but together with them. Well, they did not have her join them. I'm not sure if that means they didn't let her on the boat, or not. Someone didn't let her on the boat, which is a wise choice considering what happens next. Samar ihi milsa asarta la'arba. So she said some words and she stopped the boat with kshafim. The boat wouldn't move. Amar inu milsa shar yuha. They said some of the Rashi says ayyadei shem tahara, and the boat now was released and was able to travel. Amar lahusa, she says to them, "My avad lechu, what can I do about you guys? You're not mekanech bechaspa. Lachata lechu kina amanaycha. You don't kill a kina." A louse on your clothing. Blashelf l'chu yarka, l'chu l'chu mikisha, d'asa gino. And when the gardener, person who has a vegetable patch, takes vegetables and he sells them like in packages, he ties them up, wraps them up. You pull one, instead of untying it, you pull one out. All those things are something which gives a person. Gives a power to put kishuv, allows kishuv to impact the person. So you don't do any of those things, so I have no power over you, I can't stop you. Zikrashi, Matronisa, second to last line in the Pei Alpha and Beis. Matronisa is Nachris Haizah, she was not Jewish. Amram Ilsa Dikshafim Basarta La Arba Balazazimim Kama. She said some words of Kishuf and the boat was stopped. Amrinu Milsa Ayane Shem Tahara, they said to a Shem of Hashem, and they released the boat. If you would do these things, kshafim would be empowered over you, but you don't. You don't kill the kina in the clothing, take the clothing off. Or you pull the kina off. Shum garlic, kresha, botzel, meagurash oigdim haganonim. But if you don't pull out one from the vegetable patch owner ties up, rather you untie the whole knot first, the whole bundle first. So apparently all these things were things which were empower kshafim over a person, and they were careful not to do these things. They knew that, and they were careful not to do these things, and therefore she had no power over them. Amalei Rav Huna l'Rabba Bre. So Rav Huna said to his son Rabba Bar Rav Huna, "My time of loshchichas kamei de Rav Chista de mecharan shmaite." Rav Chista had very sharp in his understanding of sugyas, and I see that you're not going to hear his shir. Why don't you go to hear his shir? Amalei, so Rabba Bar Rav Huna said to Rav Huna, "My Eitzel Lagabei, why should I go to him? When I go to him, Moisif Libi Mili Da'alma. He sits me down and discusses Mili Da'alma, as opposed to discussing learning. He's talking about just general topics. Amalei, for example." He said to me, "Man, the aisle of basic kise, person who goes into the bath into the basic kise, alaysef behedja, he shouldn't sit down too quickly, because if he sits down too quickly, and the next one also blow lichach tfei, he shouldn't push too hard. Because both of these things can impact the muscles which hold the intestines, the high karkosha, which is the end of the end of the colon. Atlashini Yosef, there's three, it sits on three teeth, it means there's three ligaments there which hold it in place. Dilma Mishtamta Shini de Karkashta, if you push too hard or if you sit down too quickly, it's going to, it can tear one of those supports. That's a sakana. So this is what I go to hear shir, and I get a whole shir on how to go to the basic gizeh. That's shir. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said to his son, "Hu osik b'chaya de bar yosa." He's discussing how to maintain that people should be able to live. And you're saying that just talk about some general things. That's how you describe it. Definitely, you should go learn by him. So, really, we should have had this piece of Gemara before we started the whole sugya. Right? Put in perspective the conversations of the Gemara is about basic hisay. The Gemara puts it at the end, but this idea that the Gemara proceeded as something very significant. I once heard from Rabbi Victor Melissa Tzal, so there's a medrash in Rus, which talks about that she came to him and he gave her the six. He told her, "We come to the field, that you can come, you can if you're thirsty, you can go and drink, and you can dip your bread in the vinegar." You know, the pasuk says over there, it's about pitech mechaymetz, it's kitzamis v'shasis, when you're thirsty. So the Medrash has three pshatim on what it means. One is referring to that she's desiring Torah, and you can get to Torah, da da da. And one is referring to that the Mashiach is going to come. And what it's referring to, it's very healthy to have vinegar on a hot day, because it helps maintain your. So he says, like, that's the flow of the Medrash. Like, you know, three different pshatim. He says, Chazal put taking care of your health up there with Mashiach. You know, that was the way. You know, that's what he perceived it to be. He's discussing things which are not significant. Don't sit down quickly and strong. That'll open up the opening quickly. It can tear the ligament there. Shouldn't push too hard. The Gemara says like this: Hayulafan of the last narrow line. Hayulafan of the tzror or acheris. A person has a choice between using a tzror or acheris. If one armor mekanech with tzror, you should use the tzror. Vein mekanech with acheris. Don't use the acheris. Acheris has the issue of kshafim. Chist armor mekanech with acheris. Person should use the cheris, because it's a kli. There's no problem with moving muksa. Vein mekanech mitzvar. You should not use the tzvar, which is muksa.
Why would muksa be an issue?
The stones are muksa.
No,
so you have a choice. You should use something which is not muksa. That's what we're saying. You have a choice.